The Mishnah had said that if an Erev is put in a pit, no matter how deep it is, the Erev is kosher. So the Gemara discusses various possibilities where this bar may be located. If the surrounding area were a Rishos HaYachid, it would be obvious that the Erev is valid, since Rishos HaYachid extends all the way up to the sky, so it makes sense that it extends all the way down to the depths underground as well. If the surrounding area were Rishos HaRabim, it should not be a kosher Erev, since the Erev is in Rishos HaYachid, which is the bar, and it's inaccessible from the Makom Shvisa, which is the Rishos HaRabim. So Elamai says the Gemara concludes the surrounding area must be a Karmelis, and even though it's also Midrabanan to take something from Rishos HaYachid to a Karmelis, we assume like the Sheet of Rebbe that called Avershu Mishum Shvus Lo Gazra Lav Ben Hashmashos. Yisur Midrabanan of Shabbos don't apply during Ben Hashmashos when the Erev has to take effect. Zok the Mishnah Nasu Barosh Akano Barosh Akundus Bizman Shu Talush Vinot Safila Gavah Mea Ama Hareza Erev. If an Erev is put on top of a reed or a pole, no matter how high it is off the ground, it is a kosher Erev as long as the reed has been uprooted from the ground. The implication is that if the reed were still attached to the ground, the Erev would be considered inaccessible and therefore possible. The Gemara asks two kashas based on this assumption. First, it seems that the reason an attached reed cannot be used is that Rabbanan forbid benefit from a tree on Shabbos for fear that somebody might come to cut off a branch. This assumes that even an Isser Drabbanan, like Gzeira Shema Yitlosh, applies during Ben Hashmashos, when the Erev takes effect, like the Rabbanan hold. How can this Mishnah reflect the opinion of the Rabbanan when we just got through saying that the previous Mishnah reflected the opposing view of Rebbe? So Gemara has two ways of dealing with the problem. First, Reisha Rebbe V'Sefer Rabbanan. In fact, the two Mishnahs do represent opposing points of view. Second, Kula Rebbe V'Sefer Gzeira Shema Yiktom. Both Mishnahs may be like Rebbe, and even though the Gzeira against using trees does not apply during Ben Hashmashos, a reed is particularly fragile, so Rebbe was concerned that he may cut it while removing the Erev. The second question the Gemara poses is that if we do not allow taking an Eruv from reeds out of fear that you may cut it, how could Rav Nachman allow people to sit on pressed down reeds on Shabbos? Rav Nachman answers that, Hasam bu'uzradin, we're only strict with hard reeds that can easily break and are considered to be trees halakhically, but soft reeds, like the ones Rav Nachman allows people to sit on, would more likely bend and not break. The distinction between soft and hard reeds has ramifications in Hilchos Kalei Kerem. Soft reeds are considered vegetables and can't be planted in a vineyard, whereas hard reeds are considered like trees and therefore can be planted in a vineyard. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions that there are also two types of kida, one which is a vegetable which cannot be planted in a vineyard, and one which is called kida levana and is considered a tree which can be planted in a vineyard. Zok the Mishnah, Nasnu b'migdol va'avan ha'mafteach. If you put an Erev in a closet and you lost the key, Tanakama holds it's a valid Erev, but Rabbi Lazar holds it's not a kosher Erev. The Gemara asks why the Tanakama considers it a valid Erev if, after all, hu b'makam echad ve'eruva b'makam acher, the Erev is totally inaccessible to the person. The Gemara answers that b'migdol shalavana maskina, and the closet is made out of bricks that are not cemented together, and the Tanakama must assume like Rebbe Meir that a structure made out of uncemented bricks can be broken open on Shabbos. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah must be talking about Yom Tov and not Shabbos, because even Rebbe Meir only allows breaking the bricks open on Yontif, but not on Shabbos. The Gemara asks that we have a brisa that distinguishes between when the key was in a field, the Erev would be possible, and when it's in a city, where the Erev would be kosher, which is a distinction that only makes sense on Shabbos when there's an Isra of Hotza'ah, because on Yontif, what difference does it make? So the Gemara answers, this distinction is made with connection to Shabbos and a key that was found in these locations. Rabbi Lazar holds that when the key is found in the city, the Erev is valid because he holds like Rabbi Shimon that the key can be transferred through all the enclosed roofs, chatzeros, and karfefos. If the key was found in the field, the Erev is not kosher, since Rabbi Lazar assumes like the Rabbanan that we cannot move things in a Rosh Hashanah in less than 4 hours at a time, even for the sake of a mitzvah like setting up an Erev. And that's the base chazara of Erev and Daf Lamed Dalet.